You're listening to SBS News.
Despite pressure for weeks over a series of parties held at Downing Street while the country was under strict lockdown, Boris Johnson continues to defy calls to resign as British Prime Minister. In a badly received television interview earlier this week, he denied an accusation from former adviser Dominic Cummings that he'd lied to Parliament about a garden party held at his London residence in May 2020.
Nobody told me, and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, that was a breach of the COVID rules, that we were doing something that wasn't a work event, because frankly, I don't think, I can't imagine why on earth it would have gone ahead or why it would have been allowed to go ahead.
It's his latest defence of the alleged rule-flouting gatherings that he first claimed didn't happen, then was furious that his staff had held, before then saying he believed the one that he admits to attending was a work event. Opposition leader Keir Starmer says Mr. Johnson's excuses get more absurd as time goes on.
If the Prime Minister's new defence were true, it requires him to suggest that his staff are not being truthful when they say they warned him about the party. Yeah. It requires the Prime Minister to expect us to believe that whilst every other person who was invited on the 20th of May to the party was told it was a social occasion, he alone was told it was a work meeting. It also requires the Prime Minister to ask us to accept that as he waded through the empty bottles and platters of sandwiches, he didn't realise it was a party. Does the Prime Minister realise how ridiculous that sounds?
Two of the other events in question were held the night before Prince Philip's funeral, where Queen Elizabeth was forced to sit alone to mourn her husband of more than 70 years due to COVID restrictions. Sakir says if the Queen could follow the rules of the country she leads, Mr. Johnson's staff should have been able to.
The Prime Minister has been forced to hand an apology to Her Majesty the Queen. Isn't he ashamed that he didn't hand in his resignation at the same time?
Yeah. Boris Johnson says he takes full responsibility for everything his government's done throughout the pandemic. But that hasn't stopped members of his own party from abandoning his government, with Christian Wakeford defecting to the opposition. The MP for Bury South, one of 45 seats across northern England that the Conservatives won from Labour in 2019, says Mr. Johnson's policies are doing nothing to help the people he represents.
This has been many months in the build-up, and whether it goes back to the issues over free school meals, of Dominic Cummings, over universal credit, the cost of living crisis, you know, the Owen Paterson affair, or now Partygate, there's been a lot of build-up to this and a lot of soul-searching that's taken many sleepless nights.
The fallout hasn't ended there, with outcry from the British public prompting veteran MP David Davis to make this speech in the House of Commons.
Like many on these benches, I spent weeks and months defending the Prime Minister against often angry constituents. I reminded them of his success in delivering Brexit and on the vaccine and many other things. But I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.
Several other Conservative MPs have publicly urged Boris Johnson to step down, and more than 20 others are so far reported to have submitted letters to the chair of the Conservative Private Members Committee calling for a confidence vote. Letters from at least 54 government MPs are needed to trigger the vote, which, if Boris Johnson loses, would result in a leadership contest. With an internal inquiry underway to establish the nature of several of the Downing Street gatherings, Mr. Johnson is urging colleagues to reserve their judgment. Amy Hall, SBS News.